Welcome back to an episode of Kate and Isaiah Living Large. I'm Isaiah.
And I'm Kate.
And on this episode, we're going to talk about getting recognized.
Oh, yeah.
And a little bit about life updates and things like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I want to start by talking to Steve. You always start.
Fair. Isaiah, why don't you tell us a little bit about your life?
Oh, my goodness. So I have been going to the gym a little bit. I've been like twice a week. It's going okay.
That's better. You know what?
It's better than nothing.
An improvement is better than no improvement.
That's right. I've been trying to do a little bit more walking. I have been trying to cut back on snacking, and I've done so a little bit. So I have a weird thing. Maybe we'll talk about it later, but we'll get more into it later. But I'm doing smaller portion. So I've bought like you guys can't see it, but I've got down here a box of like the bags of chips, and so instead of just like mowing through a giant bag of chips, I only want like a bag of chips. And
they're not even chips. I'm looking at this box just for the reader or for the reader's reference, for the listener's reference. They're the popcorners. So they're, you know, and let's not delude ourselves into thinking they're healthy because they're not, but they are a better choice than like a full on bag of chips.
Yeah. So I've been not as healthy, but you know, I've been trying to cut back on that doing that way. So
what's your favorite of the three flavors? You went sea salt, white cheddar, and sweet and salty down there.
I really like the kettle.
Yeah.
Salty kettle. The sea salt's not great.
Needs a dip.
Yeah. The white cheddar is okay. I don't know. It's not my biggest type of flavor in general. So
yeah.
But other than that, you know, been doing bang back into coaching Special Olympics since I've been back, which is great. And I got recognized on from James Mullinger did a shout out, and we'll talk a little bit more about that of us. And I was recognized from that because one of the people listened to his podcast and he shouted out us. Thanks, James. Appreciate it. And he shouted out the COG podcast, and they came over and listened to our podcast, and you're like, oh, I didn't know you had a podcast. So that was great.
How did that feel, Isaiah?
It was interesting. Like, having people that I've not talked to about it find the podcast is a little weird.
Yeah, it's a different, it hits a little different, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
Because all of a sudden you're talking about, which is fine, we're putting ourselves out there, so approach us all you want.
Yes.
Please. We love it.
Yeah, heck yeah.
But it's all of a sudden you're just living your life and doing your thing, and you're thrust into a conversation about your weight.
Yeah, I mean, and just about the podcast in general, it's interesting that we're getting outside, starting to get outside of the sphere of people that we typically just interact with, which is
100%.
Awesome. What you got going on?
Well, I did a stand-up gig last night in Fredericton, which went pretty well. I'm starting to figure out where I need to improve via stand-up. And the first comment actually came from my mom, because nobody else had been able to even, because at any time I've said it to somebody, I've been like, that's a really good point, but they hadn't come up with it on their own. And my mom was like, essentially, you got to tone down the theatrics. And
you tone down your theatrics?
I know.
Oh my God.
Pause for laughter. But like, she compared me to another great comedian who just moved to Toronto, Ryan Whitaker, who was on the same show. And she was like, he was great because it was just like he was having a conversation with us. You seemed very rehearsed. And I was like, yeah, and I wasn't at all offended because it's absolutely true. And I probably should tone down the theatrics. And then I did the show last night and I was consciously thinking about that, but like all of a sudden went into the show. And a fellow comic who's kind of a bit of an inspiration of mine, well, one of my comedy inspirations, probably because he found me funny before he even knew I was a comic. That's Nathan Dimitrov. And he was like, love you. Tone down the theatrics. I was like, that's what my mom said. So that was a nice like revelation. And you know what? It's one of those things that like, I was in a different place, it could hit like, shut up, I don't like you. But I'm so open to feedback on this right now because I'm so new to comedy that I'm like, I just want to get better. So that was pretty fun. And it was a good day. It worked out that my carpool daemon dropped me off in the morning like we would normally do. and then was able to go out for after work drinks with my colleagues, which I never get to do because I'm always driving back to St. John. And then went on to the gig, and a lovely colleague of mine drove me to the gig and like was so lovely and ended up having a great night. And so it felt like I felt very pampered in a way that day, even though I had a hard day of work and normal stuff, but I felt like I'm just being escorted around to my gig tonight, which is so silly. But so that was kind of fun. But a couple of things came up. I've been like you, I've been walking pretty consistently, not quite every day. There's been a couple of super busy days at work that I've just been like, ooh, gotta work. But for the most part, getting out every day and doing a little walk and like feeling pretty good, like, oh, I'm doing this and I'm eating better. It's particularly at lunch hours, although last week I did have McDonald's at supper time after a salad for lunch. And I was like, maybe just even that out, Caitlin. But, you know, shit happens. Oops. So yesterday when I was walking to just a block and a half in Fredericton from my office to Dolan's with a colleague, and I was trying to like keep up with somebody and it was not a fast pace, I had a real moment of like, oh my God, how am I going to do this 5K? And like, I walked into Isaiah's place today to record this podcast. And it's like, Isaiah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. I walked a block and a half yesterday and I thought it was like, I was out of breath and I was trying to, I couldn't hold a conversation. And I was like, oh my God. And I'm trying and I don't know how I'm going to get better. Like, it's just a month away, and like started to freak out. And Isaiah was just like, we'll do what we can. And then all of a sudden I switched. I was like, well, we'll just finish it. And he's like, we'll have my wife, Andrea, on standby if we need to get picked up. I was like, well, we're not going to get picked up. We're going to finish. So I'm a little bit stressed about that, but like Isaiah says, we'll figure it out.
Figure it out. That's all. It'll figure it out. That's always the best way to do it. It's just to figure it out.
Yeah.
I know. I know the 5K is coming up. You know, it's June 1st. For those of you who are planning to go, don't forget June 1st. You got to be ready.
Get your tickets. And you know what? What a great way to support the Diabetes Association.
That's a great way. And you get beer. Beer.
And not that we should be reminding this, but and a hot dog at the end.
Oh, I forgot that. From Big Tide. At the end. What? Oh man, I want a hot dog right now.
I told Chris, I said, you bet Isaiah and I will be in last place. I hope there's hot dogs left. He's like, there'll be hot dogs left, Caitlin.
Good. It's a great way to support. And you also get to go out and maybe get to see a little bit of the community that you maybe don't always see. I know a lot of those runners are part of the running community. But if you're, you know, not typically one that does like a 5K or something, again, we'll be at the back of the pack. You are more welcome to join us if you're worried about, you know, meeting up with someone or worried about, you know, being last. Don't worry about it. You don't have to run. You can walk. It's great.
Yeah, it is a good time. And it's like Isaiah says, beautiful views. Even the most miserable cold day, that if you had put a gun to my head and asked me when the date was of last year's, I would have said, obviously late April, maybe early May. It was also June. You wouldn't be able to tell by the frigid rainy weather.
It was cold last time.
Yeah. But we're going to do it and come on out. It's a great way to support and have some beer at the end.
Heck yeah.
So like, yeah, there are some people from the running community who will finish in like 2 seconds and like, good for you. Thank you for doing that. The beer will still be cold when we get there.
That's right. Let's get into the talk. So the big thing this week is that you specifically, not me, but our podcast, and you were shouted out by James Mullinger on his podcast.
So first of all, Isaiah messaged me the other day and said, did you know that James Mullinger gave us a shout out? And I was like, oh yeah, I did know. I forgot to tell you because I'm self-involved. But I don't think I sent the last part.
It is Caitlin's podcast. So
it is not. It's our podcast. Anyway, so James Mullinger, who's been a dear friend over the last decade or so. If you don't know of James, he's a fantastic comedian. And everybody knows this story, but on the off chance you don't know, he moved here from England over a decade ago, about 10 years ago. And his wife is from this area, and they just wanted to find a better place to raise their children, and she wanted to be closer to her family. And so they made this monumentous move, and he thought he was monumental move and momentous move, not the same thing. And he thought he was giving up his comedy career that was doing pretty well in England. But instead, he kind of revolutionized the way that comedy works in New Brunswick. And I know, I mean, I've read his book. It wasn't an easy road to hoe at first, and doing shows in Sussex and trying open mics. And there's already a solid, there's already a comedy community here, and they've been so welcoming to me, but I don't know if he had the same experience. And I just don't, you know, it's not, none of it's my place to get involved in that. But to me, I met him initially at the newspaper, and he has been so lovely and such a dear friend. And on his podcast, oh man, I was listening to that a week and a half ago or so, and I was in a bit of a funk myself. I was having a bit of a rough time mentally. I've kind of come through the funk now, but it was kind of a down period for me for a variety of reasons. And I listened to that podcast and I was like, oh my God, who is he talking about? I mean, he's saying my name, but like, holy, how kind can a person be? And all of the things that he said about me are entirely reflected back to him, because I feel equally as positive about him. But one of the things he said, and check out James's podcast, he rambles for an hour, and it's really, he's an interesting man. It's like, it's, if you, he does a lot of interesting things in life, and you just want to have a fun listen for an hour a week. It's worth listening to James Mullinger's,
called Rambles, right?
Rambles or something.
James Mullinger Rambles.
I should look these things up before I give them shout outs.
As the technician, I will make sure it's in the description below.
But he told this story that I had, once he mentioned it, of course I remember, but it was on top of mind for me, where he had done a show in Woodstock, New Brunswick at the Best Western Plus, and I rounded up a table of people to go see the show because I love James, and I thought it was a good opportunity to get some friends together in Woodstock and something to do. So I brought my sister and my brother-in-law who lived there at the time, and then old newspaper friends. And it was a grand time. We enjoyed the show. He gave me a shout out from stage, which is always nice to be recognized. And you know, I don't hate the shout outs. And so he's telling this story about how touched he was that I had brought this all these people out. And he had run into some of those people at the Chris Hadfield show in Florenceville the day of the eclipse. And they were talking about me, blah, blah, blah. And that was the impetus of the shout out. And what I remember about that day is I knew James like some through the paper and enough that we knew each other, but I wasn't sure we were friends yet. I really liked him, but like, I was like, he's kind of a celebrity. Like, I don't know how he feels about me. And I'm always very aware of the space I take up generally. And I never take for granted that people automatically like me. I just assume that they don't most of the time.
Oh, I'm complete opposite. Everyone likes me.
Well, everybody does like you. So they just tolerate me or whatever. So it's my own stuff. But like, that's kind of how I kind of go through life. And so after the show, I didn't want to be a bother to him. I wanted to let him talk to, you know, other people. So me and the group that I was with, we went down to the Dooley's, which is no longer open, to have a drink. And James sent me a message after and was like, where are you? I wanted to party with you tonight. Like, it was so good to see you. You didn't stick around. And I was like, he wanted me to stick around? Like, I'm not cool enough for that. And it's amazing. And a lot of this relates back to how I feel about myself and about my weight and all of this stuff of like, why would anybody want me around? And like, it's one thing when people get to know me, but like in those early stages of friendship and things like that, yeah. It's like, oh, I'm just kind of I just take up a lot of space and I don't need to bother people. I just want to, you know, okay, I'm here, but I'm when I'm supposed to be, and I paid to be here, but like, now I'm going to leave. And it was one of those things to hear him say how like touched he was that I was there was another moment of like, oh my gosh, weight really doesn't matter. And we've all, as a collective, regardless of what our self-esteem issue is, get over it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. People don't see you. Yeah, people will see me and they've never met me and say, wow, that's a big girl. Or they won't. But that's a fairly, you know, it's one of the most obvious things about me upon first meeting.
Right. It's the first thought, right? It's the, yeah, I get that. I am unlike you. Well, I do know, like, I take up a lot of space. I know people see me a bigger guy. I don't know if it's as much because I'm a guy, it's kind of a normal thing for people to think when it's guy, which is a whole other topic, which I think we've talked about before, but, I take it as everyone loves me until they make it clear they don't. That's how I go about life.
Oh, it's a much better way to be.
I am a great guy to be around. No ego whatsoever, that's for sure.
Well, it's so funny now that we're doing this podcast and we do get recognized a lot more. Like, I get recognized in the wild a lot more than I once did. And I mean, I've had glimmers of that in the past. Like, I used to write a column in the newspaper in Woodstock, so I'd get recognized at the Walmart and stuff like that. The other thing that the Woodstock Bugle paper did back in the day, well, it doesn't exist anymore at all, but they used to get all the reporters and editors to do a thumbs up or a thumbs down to whatever the topic du jour was. So, like, mine would always be pretty sunshiny for the most part. Like, thumbs up to this community member for cleaning up some trash, or thumbs down to being mean. I don't know. But
that was in Woodstock.
Yeah, that was in Woodstock. So when
sounds like a small towny little thing to do
in a small town, you know, you get to be a big fish. So I kind of got used to that level of, like, okay, my picture's printed in the newspaper, people are going to recognize me. But on larger scale, like, even at work the other day, a lovely woman who I work with stopped by my desk and was like, where's this 5K? And I was like, what? I haven't talked to her about that. She's like, oh, I'm just in the, I had to pause your podcast because I want to come over and ask you. And I was like, oh, she listens to my podcast. Yeah. That's so nice. And then even last night at a comedy gig, a few other colleagues came out, including one of the senior directors. And I was like, thanks so much for coming, blah, blah, blah. And I ended up mentioning in passing that I have this podcast. He's like, yeah, I know. And I was like, what? He's like, well, I saw the news stories about it. Like, in his mind, he's the media monitoring senior manager. So he's like, yeah, I listen to the news, Caitlin. Like,
yeah, it's definitely interesting. Well, we've been over a year now of this podcast, which is insane considering it was like, let's try this and see if we can do a couple months.
Yeah.
And it is kind of wild, like, people just approaching you on the street or whatever that are like, hey, I saw your podcast, or people you know that you know but not know, or like, oh, I listen, like, to your podcast. Yeah,
it's funny, it's not actually my closest friends that listen regularly, it's people that I've known over time. One of my dear friends, actually, who I don't see as much as I would love, will send me the odd message to be like, I miss you, but I feel like I catch up every week because I listen to your podcast. Yeah. And I was like, that's so sweet, but you don't do one. Like, can we hang out?
Yeah. There's a lady who listens, who's friends with my mom and dad, Terry. Shout out to Terry.
Yeah.
She listens every week. She comments often on the stuff.
She does. She's so nice too. And she saw us at the Imperial and sent me a picture of us sitting in the stands.
Yeah, so it's kind of nice to have other people that just kind of are outside of our sphere.
But they have become part of our sphere, and we appreciate very much.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we put ourselves out there, and it's been great. And I think being recognized is an interesting thing. Hopefully we don't get recognized for bad things. Someday, maybe.
Oh, no, I hope not.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully we never get canceled.
Oh my goodness. We can't. I'm too lovable. No one's going to cancel me.
I'm pretty lovable too. Okay, Isaiah.
Oh, okay, whatever you say. I think, you know, it's interesting. And again, if you guys see us in the street, you know, or sitting around, don't hesitate to say hi. Stop over, say hi. Like, we appreciate it, you know. And
offer us a drive when we're on that 5K on June 1st. Oh my goodness. I'm going to die.
Yeah, for sure. I am looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to you dying.
We have lapel pins mics now, so you're going to get to see some clips and stuff from that. So that'll be interesting. I'll add some stuff in once we do that. And hey, if you are on the 5K, maybe if you want to be interviewed, we might do a little bit of interviewing people on the 5K.
Yeah.
And splice some of that in for...
If we can catch up to you.
If we can catch up, yes.
Maybe do it after... Once people are lubed up at the beer part of the beer run.
Exactly. But yeah, again, if you want to check out James Mollinger's podcast, it's going to be in the description below, as well as I'll continue until the day or whatever, the week before the 5K. I'll continue to put that in the description below as well.
And before we end, James Mollinger actually asked me a question in his podcast.
Oh, he did.
That's right. I'm going to answer. I meant to do this earlier, and I'm sorry for being a little bit disjointed.
Oh, my goodness.
No, that's why nobody likes me. James, the reason that he mentioned me on his podcast at all is because he takes weekly questions, which, man, we should start doing. If I thought we were popular enough to get questions every week, I would totally do this. Some of his are amazing. Like, people will be like, can you find me a boyfriend? You seem great. Do you know any other single guys? I'm 50 years old, and which I really think he should morph into another podcast of just like a matchmaking thing. Because he's had people like get engaged at his shows and go on first dates and then get married, and he's been invited to weddings. So, like, you know, it's a thing that he could work on. I mean, I've tried to propel myself into dating on this podcast. It's not worked. But I do it on my comedy shows, and I'm like, anybody single?
Yeah.
Nobody raises their hand. It's depressing. Anyway, I asked James a couple of questions about his comedy, because as a comedian, I'm interested, and he's so brilliant. I like his comedy. I find him to be so funny and so energetic and so warm on stage. And it's like that kind of captures it, you know, worth its weight in gold, in my opinion. But questions I asked him are like, you know, about comedy. But one of them was, what are your comedy goals? Like, he makes a full time career doing comedy in a magazine, an amazing, amazing magazine. And not just because I'm been published in it. Maritime Edit. Check it out if you haven't. It's beautiful. But I asked him what his comedy goals were. And at the end of the day, he said he just wants to keep doing what he's doing, which is a really wonderful thought. And in 20 years, so at the, you know, age of 66, he wants to be performing in Sussex on a Tuesday night. So I'm going to hold him to that. Now we've got it recorded on two different podcasts.
Yeah, it's cemented on the internet, and everyone knows, but if then, it's on the internet, it doesn't go away.
Exactly. But the one question he asked me he said, I'm actually curious about what your comedy goals are. And the truth is, I have no idea. I love getting up on stage. I don't think I have any delusions of grandeur that I think I'm going to be a massive comedy celebrity. I'm already 41. And not that I'm not, there are much more talented people than me out there. And I recognize that, and I recognize where I stand. But I have so much fun, you know, just like we go to these gigs in other cities, and we usually carpool together, and you have these conversations with other comedians in town about life, and none of us are making a career of it. And some might, but it's a super fun thing to do. Would I like to see it go a little bit further? Of course I would. You know, my there are a couple of goals that I have in mind. I'd love to headline a show at some point. I'm nowhere near ready for that. I have maybe 10 minutes of material right now, and only some of it's funny. And so you need a lot more than that, but I'm going to keep,
you I love writing. Netflix special isn't coming out anytime soon.
As much as I keep willing it into existence, my Netflix special is not coming out soon. But I would love to headline a local show. And you know what else I'd love to do? And I'm just going to throw this out into the universe and really throw the test to it. I want to open for James Mollinger.
Ooh.
Yep.
The cast is die. That's not how it.
The die is cast. The die is
cast.
Yeah, I want to open for James Mollinger.
All right. Listen, James, if you're listening.
Yeah.
No, I think those are good goals. And I think you can do those. I'm waiting for the Netflix special, yeah. or the Lifetime movie about our about your life, and I'm sure like Denzel Washington can play me, or who's that guy that everyone finds hot from NCIS or whatever? Yeah, that guy, one of those guys.
Who could play you? Samuel L. Jackson could play you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't swear as much as him.
That's so true.
I don't know. Maybe though.
Get those snakes out of this podcast. Morgan Freeman's a little old. You know who would be really good at you is Tracy Morgan, but not him. Keenan Thompson.
Oh yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously. I'm just going to play myself on our Lifetime movie.
Yeah. Who's making a Lifetime movie about us?
Lifetime.
Well, it's this 41-year-old singleton who can't seem to get her life together. And is just a little overweight. Decides to make a focal point of herself.
Perfect.
All right.
Where can people find you on the internet?
People can find me on the internet at Fat Caitlin. TikTok at Kate D or Kated on Instagram, Caitlin Dean on Facebook. Friend me if you want. That's cool. unless you're one of those fake dudes who I know are not real. I don't accept those. Only sent $500 once. Just kidding. I didn't do that. Other places, the Caitlin Dean on the former little Twitter. What about you?
You can find us on Kate and Isaiah Living Large on Facebook, as well as Kate and Isaiah Living Large on TikTok. I've been trying to pump those out. You can find me at Maritime Brews on all of the social medias. As well, if you wish to donate, you can find the Buy Me a Coffee down below, as well as our Amazon wish list will be down below. And then, of course, like I said before, the 5K link will be down in the description, as well as James Mullinger's link will be there. And then if you are listening on Spotify or wherever you're listening to on podcast, and you want to come check out the video, you can hop on over to YouTube. And if you are listening on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe, like, and share our videos. And then, of course, hit that notification button so that you do get notified every Wednesday when we post our video. But other than that, we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.